What, do you remember hearing any stories about how your grandparents met each other?
None whatever.
Or about how they got married or anything like that?
No, in this proximity, I would assume. Proximity with the Corbetts, I'm sure. And I don't know how Grandpa... Yes, see, Grandma White was reared a little north of Axon, and Grandpa White must have been reared south of Axon, and they met. There was proximity there. And Grandma and Grandpa Corbett didn't live very far apart in that area where they grew up, so that's all I know. Most of them were married in their homes by some minister, probably itinerant, or if they, I doubt that they had regulars.
Well, can you tell us something about your grandmother on your mother's side?
My grandmother was the mother of 9 children. My mother was next to the oldest child. She was, her older brother, Johnny, was the oldest. Uncle Johnny lived to be 21 and died of typhoid, incidentally. And Grandma was a typical farm housewife who did all the work herself and taught her children to work. And she also helped Grandpa in the fields when he needed it, because he was a very diligent farmer, and everybody worked. I can remember going out there into the fields with them when they were hoeing the grass from the cotton or corn or whatever was there, and I'd help a little bit with that, but Grandma just went right along as fast as anybody could. She could work there, she could work in the house. And she was up early in the morning, went to bed early at night after a hard day's work. And about all I remember about Grandma is working. She was an excellent cook. She made gingerbread, ginger tea cakes, which I liked a great deal. She had chickens and helped with them. They grew their own meat, hogs. They milked cows, did everything. They were self-sufficient. They bought very little, as did all the people who lived out in the country in those days. They bought very little. They provided most of it themselves.
What? Can you recall anything about what her personality was like?
Grandma was very sweet and kind to us, but she'd get after us. I can remember that. She'd get after us if we got rowdy, grandchildren and all. But she meant business, and we knew it. We had to obey her. And never would we dare say anything disrespectful to her. At all.
Now we're talking about your grandma Corbett.
Right.
Now, what did she look like?
She was tall, slender, with black hair. She never had a weight problem. She was always slender, always active until her very late years.
Now, what were some of her positive qualities? Perhaps there's some special skills or abilities you remember?
Well, she liked handiwork. She liked sewing, and she sewed well. And she liked quilting, especially. That was her specialty. She liked to make quilts.
I wonder if any of her quilts have been passed down in the family that you know of.
Yes, they were, but they went to some other families mostly. We did not get any of them in the division.
Okay.
Now, my mother helped her to make a number of them. And when my mother died, she had some quilt tops that she and Grandma had put together that have not been quilted, which I would like to do before I die.
Do you have some of these now that your grandmother, your mother and her mother worked on together?
Yes, I have one.
Show it to me sometime. I'd just like to know which one it is.
I'll do that.
Okay. Now the book asks, how about some of her more negative qualities? Just wanted you to know that wasn't my question.
I really can't think of much about Grandma that could have been negative.
Now,
I don't think she was a negative type person, and I think that whatever she did, she thought she was doing the right thing and saying the right thing.